Lev, Worldwide Jewish Israeli Radio. We were just speaking with the Chief Rabbi of Sicily, Stefano DeMauro, about his experience in Israel and Sicily and America. He's really an amazing story. And just as amazing, I'm going to be speaking with someone that calls himself a concerned citizen. His name is Pete Fisher, and he's an author of numerous articles, many of which have been by Renew America. That's the organization that's run by Alan Keyes, the great Alan Keyes. We're going to be speaking to Pete about radical Islam and his thoughts about this scourge on society and what it's doing to society and why he got involved in this. He's in the Chicago area, and I'm interested in finding out, you know, his views on Bridgeview. Bridgeview is a town that's you know, everything's written in Arabic in that town. There have been people that have gone through that town and have considered it to be a radical haven of Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood people that want to harm America, not help America. And unfortunately, it's not the only town like this in America, but it's one of a few, and hopefully that will change sometime in the future. I'm hoping that this government gets this right at some time. And this is Pete Fisher, who, as I said, he calls himself a concerned citizen, someone that's written numerous articles concerning the subject of militant Islam. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, I want to know how you got involved in this. What turned you on to this subject? Because I was just speaking, you know, I speak to many people who get involved in this type of thing from one big event that happened in their lives, and that was 9/11. I want to know if you have a similar experience.
Well, I do, actually. I was working down in Australia during 9/11, and I was in the Arab section of Sydney. And I had...
And you are originally from America.
Yes, yes. And so there was a huge Muslim population down there, and there was a lot of complaints and even some criminal trials going on at the time. A lot of the local women getting harassed for the way they dressed and, you know, violence and rape and so forth. And of course, you know, you'd hear it firsthand, and you would see it on the news, and I started digging in a little bit because trying to find out what was going on, you know, why would people do this?
And over here, we hardly hear anything about Australia. Maybe the fact that they support us in our war in Iraq, but aside from that, you don't really hear too much about what goes on in Australia, especially with respect to the subject.
Sure, and when you've got a population of 300,000 or better, you know, with a country that's only about, you know, 18 million people, it's fairly sizable if all the folks are in one area. And so it started getting me thinking, and when 9/11 happened, then I was digging in a little further and trying to find out, well, if it got here, it can get anywhere. And the militant factions that are here, I started doing some studying on CARE and some of the other organizations and started seeing a flurry of lawsuits that were out there against other people and trying to find out why. And then looking into some of their roots, I saw some things that were pretty scary and wondering, how is it our government allows this into this country?
And you found out about CARE after 9/11, or?
Yeah, I'd heard it, you know, as a buzzword here and there. You know, once in a blue moon, you'd hear something on Fox News or one of the other channels where, you know, and okay, so you figure it's a Muslim group, you know.
Right.
You figure it's no different than maybe the Jewish League or